By the way, the reason we're not going to have any time for questions now is these guys got to get quickly on the plane and go out and do a major announcement in Ohio. And you guys will ask me all about Russia and not about anything having to do with chips.
Yeah, he really likes Tostitos, Lunch Bucket Joe does. And he likes that stuff. He calls it avocado dip. He's not a bright man. He's the president of the United States. War is looming in Ukraine. We had a big rally on the Mall yesterday. Roughly, what do you say, Michael? 2.5 million people, I think. 2.5 million people on the Mall. Biggest crowd ever seen in Washington, D.C. I kid. I embellish. You know, it's always, the crowd size is always a very political thing. There are many thousands of people on the Mall, and among them were, well, my best girl and me. The both of us were there. And we listened to the speakers and the speeches, and we talked to the nice people and the firefighters from around the country and EMTs and their doctors and nurses, many of whom have declined to take the vaccine for a variety of personal reasons, which are honestly none of your damn business. But apparently the left, remember, don't we have these like HEPA filters or HIPAA laws or something? I think they want to violate my HIPPO, don't you think? You think they want to violate my HIPPO? Why would they want to violate my HIPPO? It's, we got to get into these health insurance privacy protection things, and that's all out the window because the left, you know, they want your papers. You need to show your papers. Over the weekend in Washington, D.C., several episodes involving or reflective of the issue with show your papers, and there's a another one I got a hold of this morning, a tweeter named Patrick R. Murphy. Patrick R. Murphy in Washington, D.C., got a picture of a luxury restaurant bar, rich Corinthian leather and fine wooden appointments. Very nice looking place. I believe it's Clyde's in Chinatown, just next door to the big arena, the phone booth where professional basketball and hockey teams play and giant bands, rock bands and things play. And sent out a tweet of an empty, there are two people sitting at the bar in an otherwise very large and luxurious, commodious and empty establishment that I believe to be Clyde's. And he said, if you want to know what the mandates have done to Washington, D.C. businesses, take a look at this picture last night at dinner. This is a huge crowded bar restaurant in Chinatown next to the NHL NBA arena. It's always impossible to get a bar seat or booth at this round room between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. with the after-work crowd, he said. He said, this week they started checking vaccine cards as soon as you walk in the door. Manager told us it's wiped out most of his business. No booth service either due to servers not coming in. Only bartenders, which were so happy to have customers. When will this lunacy end? Well, truth is, no end in sight at this point from the crazy people, and there are many of them. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And again, my best girl and I, we went down to the big protest rally on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. We love going to, you know, big stuff like that whenever we can. We make them down, make our way down to the big things on the Mall. Because usually, you know, it's great free street theater. You don't need season tickets to the Kennedy Center if you live in Washington. Just go to the rallies and the marches and all the things in Washington and bring popcorn and maybe go to Harry's at the Harrington afterward for a cool beverage and some popcorn, some delicious popcorn, Harry's at the Harrington. But we went down there yesterday, and we didn't march from the Lincoln, the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial. We just went straight to the Lincoln Memorial, and and we enjoyed ourselves, had a nice time, and talked to a lot of nice people. And I posted, actually asked Michael Piercy to post a video or two of what we were seeing down there. And one of the things we had tweeted out at the Washington Freedom of Choice rally, the tweet reads, part of a worldwide protest today for freedom, we wrote. There were many protests around the world in Europe. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's another continent altogether. And there were many marches and rallies around the world. So we posted video from down a clip, you know, took with my phone, and a clip of a nice lady. There's a nice lady here, and she had a probably, what you say, a 15-foot-high flagpole. And on the top of the flagpole, she has a rainbow flag, you know, the LGBTQ flag, a rainbow flag, with the Don't Tread on Me, with the coiled snake and the Don't Tread on Me, and it's a rainbow flag. And I was, you know, your rainbow flag with Don't Tread on Me, I'm on your side. I'm with you every day of the week. Just below that, there was the Joe Biden flag, and it's the rude one. It's the less polite one. It has the F word in giant letters on it, and Biden beneath that. And then it says, and, you know, F you too if you voted for him, which I think rounds out the message quite nicely. And below that, you know, there's a nice young lady who's holding the flagpole, and the wind was blowing, so these things were stiff in the wind, as it were. And we posed, and then panned around and showed the Lincoln Memorial and this stuff. And a lefty who goes by Guy Tudagui, I guess is his name, probably a college professor, retweeted our tweet with the video, and he wrote his own message, said, "All that's missing are the brown shirts and jackboots on these sheeple. See, so wait a minute. Are they brown-shirted, jack-booted thugs, or are they sheep? Because that really doesn't make a lot of sense. It seems contradictory, doesn't it? But, you know, these are lefties, and lefties, their brains do not work as designed. Otherwise, they wouldn't be lefties. And it's a, you know, it's you know, I'm you know, the brown shirts. You guys are burning. So there were no police cars overturned. Nope, it was entirely peaceful and wonderful and lovely, and doctors were speaking, and nurses, and civil rights leaders, and an interesting number we noted yesterday, a significant number of African Americans attending the Stop the Mandate rally. Again, we go to a lot of these things, and we noted, well, there are a lot of black people here at this thing. It was great to see. Wonderful to see, of course. And that included speakers that were up on the stage, up on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, very close to where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. There's a small plaque in the stairs there on the Lincoln Memorial where Martin Luther King spoke. And they were very close to that spot. A number of people made reference to the Martin Luther King speech and rights and civil rights and freedom of choice and all of that good stuff. But the left is very angry. You know, they're very angry about everything. They're always very angry. And some guy named Ben Collins, this is this NBC News guy, right? Ben Collins said he's what is his thing? He says that he's the anarchy correspondent or something from the the dystopia correspondent for NBC News. And he's very mentally limited. His name is Ben Collins. Probably comes from a long line of mentally limited people. That's how it usually works. And he shot a picture of one of the speakers. He's probably not even there. He took a picture off the internet of one of the speakers. At the anti-vax rally in D.C., it's not an anti-vax rally, it's an anti-mandate rally. So Ben Collins at NBC News opens with a flagrant falsehood, a lie, a misrepresentation, a mischaracterization, a smear, a slander. You know, he's a media guy, probably award-winning. At the anti-vax rally in D.C., RFK Jr., the first Kennedy to fall from grace with the news media, says that in the future, quote, none of us can run and hide. None of us can run and none of us can hide. That's in quotation marks. And then not in quotation marks, because of Bill Gates' satellites and also 5G, unlike the Holocaust. Now, what he's babbling about there, nobody knows. And then in quotation marks again, even in Hitler's Germany, you could hide in the attic like Anne Frank did, said Robert F. Kennedy Jr., not a Republican, not a conservative, always questioned vaccines, or for years he's questioned vaccines, and he's questioned this one. So this Kennedy family, you know, is having his character assassinated by the news media and by Ben Collins at NBC News, who is their anarchy correspondent. What is he? Is there something? Yeah, he's their dystopia correspondent. He said he's their lead dystopia correspondent. And that's because he's in New York. I don't think he ever left New York. He just watched this on the internet or, you know, looked at other people's tweets and then pretended to be a reporter. Well, and it's true, Anne Frank could hide in the attic. But here, you know, you can hide in the attic all you want. I've been to Anne Frank House. You been to Anne Frank House? It's an interesting visit. And here he is. He's now, I don't know what Robert F. Kennedy said, because we didn't stay for that. We went to Virginia, we left D.C. altogether to go to a restaurant where we didn't have to show our papers, see, because that's what we did, because that's what you do. Now, I'd like to point out that this moron, this corrupt, dim-witted person, Ben Collins, who called an anti-vax rally, obviously didn't spend even seconds looking at what was going on or listening to anyone there. But the banners, giant like side of a truck, you know, broadside of a barn banners, defeat the mandates and American homecoming. That's not stop the vaccine or don't take the vaccine. Many of the speakers made reference to the people here are not anti-vaccine. They're anti-mandate. The speakers were talking about that. The broad as a barn sign in front of the speakers says defeat the mandates in giant white letters, block letters on a black background, very easy to read from a mile away. And it says an American homecoming. Just beneath that, there is a red, white, and blue graphic shaped like the contiguous 48, the United States of America. I'm sorry to say Hawaii and Alaska were left out. But in the shape of the United States of America in words that are red and then white and then blue and then red and then white and then blue, it says vaccinated, unvaccinated, Democrat, Republican, independent, Americans of all races, backgrounds, religions, united we stand, in peace we march. Now that's what the graphic, it's a very nice graphic, very well done, very thoughtful, very bipartisan, very open-minded. And then the left and the media, but I repeat myself, attack you, smear you, misrepresent you, are too lazy journalistically and intellectually incapable of comprehending what is happening here because the party hasn't issued their, you know, that once the party gives an all clear. You know, a lot of things that were said 6 months ago would get you banned from Twitter, and now Fauci and the others are saying them on television. Now, there was a crazy woman who showed up, and I don't think anybody knows who her name is, at least yet, but she showed up. She's a Democrat, and she showed up in a van, and the van, you see, had the handprints. You see this, Michael? The handprints of little children all over the... It's a big van, like a 15-passenger van. And it says, what does it say? Grandmother Moon painted on the side. And then the handprints of little children all over the side of the van, like she's a kidnapper or something, like it's the McMartin preschool van. And these little, it looks like it could be bloody handprints of children. And whatever she's doing, she should be kept as far away from children as possible. But I want to play the audio of this woman who got out of her van and was making video with her own phone of herself screaming. And she blocked a street, got out of her van. No sniper took her out or anything. No police arrested her. And she got out of her van, and this is what she sounded like, screaming at normal people walking by her who are just shaking their heads, the normal people who were coming together, unity from all parties and races and all genders, because, you know, Democrats have a lot of genders. And here is the Democrat woman that showed up to express her point of view.
Are going to pay for the police to shut down the road so that these white supremacists can party and have a hell of a time celebrating their loser president, loser Trump. Go the home. Stop invading our territory. Go the
Now, and she went on from there, she detonated her suicide vest. It was kind of sad. There was meat all over the place. Her head was all the way over there. Her feet were all the way over there. Kind of sad. She didn't really, but that's next, I think. You're bleeping white supremacist and you're, well, President Trump, the Trump derangement system syndrome goes on and on. Yeah, and the child handprints were creepy and did remind me of the McMartin preschool. And it's hard to say, you know, she wasn't arrested, but she was mentally ill, obviously mentally unstable. And Grandma Moon with the handprints on the side of the vehicle, if she's anywhere near your children, you should get your children away from her as quickly as possible. She is extremely mentally unstable. And it's not clear whether she's going to be having lunch with Nancy Pelosi today or at the White House, but I'm thinking the Democrats might want to run her for office. She's very, very mentally unstable. You know, like Julie Briskman, remember her? She flipped off President Trump's motorcade going by. Now she's an elected Democrat. She was, you know, I think she was a trash collector before that. And then in 2019, now she's a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors, probably on her way to Congress as a Democrat. These are pretty amazing times, and these are pretty amazing people. Very, very unwell, screaming, shrieking. And normal people who were there for the rally were just walking by shaking their heads, saying, poor, poor lady, she needs help. But that's it. And then sad, and typical. Probably going to run for office. Democrats are going to like the cut of her jib. You know, some people say that the government's reckless spending policies right now are intentionally driving inflation to 40-year highs, Bidenflation, intentionally making our hard-earned money worth less with each rotation of the planet. You know, because the higher inflation gets, of course, the cheaper it becomes for the federal government to pay the service, the interest on our $29 trillion national debt, thanks to them. The big losers here, of course, are you and me and our retirement accounts. So thank goodness for my brand new sponsor, Birch Gold Group. The Birch Gold Group is going to help you protect your savings by helping you convert an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA that's backed by real gold. Yes, you can legally hold gold and silver in tax-sheltered retirement accounts and protect your wealth from economic downturns and global instability. Now that's peace of mind. They have thousands of satisfied customers and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You can trust the Birch Gold Group to protect your savings. All you have to do is text my first name, Chris, C-H-R-I-S, to 989898, and you're going to get a free information kit on holding gold and silver in tax-sheltered accounts. Then you call Birch Gold like a person, and you protect your hard-earned savings. Text Chris to 989898 and get your free information kit now. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Yeah, crazy Democrat shrieking, screaming, blocking traffic out of her van, making a video of herself with her own phone. I assume planning on posting it because her family and friends will think that she's done something real good, because I think a lot of them are suffering from severe mental issues. It's kind of sad.
Stop invading our territory! Go the f*** home!
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Are you in the market for a new mortgage or looking to take cash out of your existing home? You need someone you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial, the only mortgage company that I recommend. Visit them online at cornerstonefirst.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, you know, it's true. The Wuhan Red Death has done very little damage to the economy. The Wuhan Red Death itself has done very little damage to the economy. The left-wing American government's massive overreaction to the Wuhan Red Death has done incredible, unfathomable, and long-term damage to the U.S. economy. That is a fact, Jack. Again, hats down on the mall yesterday. Firefighters and EMTs from Florida. A lot of firefighters wearing red, a lot of doctors, a lot of nurses, healthcare workers, as Democrats call them. And a big hat was Make America Florida. Red hats with white lettering. Make America Florida.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
White supremacists can party and have a hell of a
TDIS.
TDS. It's very real. It's very, very real. Trump derangement syndrome. Very severely disturbed woman who apparently has custody of a great many children with that large van with the... Were those, do you think they were bloody handprints all over there? We had somebody on Twitter ask a very important question. Is it, you know, do we have any proof that the children who put the handprints on the side of the van are alive? And she talked about how I live in Washington, D.C., are invading her territory. This is a big thing with lefties in Washington. They come from California. And they scream at you that you're invading their territory. These people, professional protesters from Seattle and Portland, come to Washington and yell at people like me who live here to get out of Washington because I'm invading their territory.
Stop invading our territory! Go the home!
And she's foul and vulgar and really just quivering with rage and turned her van sideways in the middle of a major road in our nation's capital, blocking traffic. And got out, and again, making video with her own phone, I guess assuming that her friends and family will be pleased that she jumped out of her vehicle with the bloody handprints on it and started screaming at people. And there was a nice woman in the video who was there for the rally, a civilized person, and she was wearing a Trump T-shirt. I think she had a Gatorade in her hand. And she stopped and was looking at this woman, standing about 5 or 10 feet from her, looking at this woman and just shaking her head, saying, "Lady," you know, she didn't say anything actually, but I know what she was thinking. You could tell. Saying, "Lady, you are unbalanced. You are not well, and no children should be in your custody or your care, even if they were your own. God forbid. But if not, either way, just insane." And by the way, you know, the mandates. The protest was against mandates, of course. The Democrats are in favor of mandates, of course. They don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. They are the mandatory people. And we, on the other hand, at the Chris Plant Store, we have disobey. We have disobey hats, disobey shirts, disobey coffee mugs. We have all kinds of great disobey stuff. And also, because more and more people need one of these, the I Survived the Wuhan Red Death T-shirts with a bat, got the bat symbol on it, and I Survived the Wuhan Red Death T-shirts with a small but tasteful Chris Plant Show logo on the sleeve. I'm rubbing my sleeve over here with my index finger. I'm not wearing one of my T-shirts right now, but a couple of days ago I was wearing the I Survived the Wuhan Red Death, shirt because, you know, it's an important shirt. It's good. Millions and millions of us. All right, let's go to some telephone calls, Michael. Because there are a lot of articles I want to get to. There's this Canadian person. What's wrong with these Canadians? A Canadian person came to Florida, to the United States, to write an article complaining about freedom. This guy should be barred from entering the United States ever again. His name is Josh Fried, and he's a dim-witted leftist Canadian, not even a hockey player or a comedian. So what good is he? Very angry. I want to get to this article. Right now, I want to get to the phones. 888-630-9625. Yeah, Josh Fried typed, "During my visit to Florida, I saw some customers shake hands with their waiter." He's panicked about this. He saw customers shake hands with their waiter, as if to say, quote, "Thanks, I'll have some germs for dessert," end quote. So this is Josh Fried. He's, you know, just play hockey, write a joke, sit down and shut up. Dimwit. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jason, calling from Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, g'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
Hey, Jace, very well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, man. Hey, this whole vaccine mandate thing and the anti-vaxxers, the problem is that the anti-vaxxers have sort of mixed in and kind of diluted the whole message that the mandate people are out there for. And it's, I mean, I'm not anti-vax or anything like that, but I am anti-mandate. But the problem is that we've sort of let this group sort of creep in and allow the media to sort of, you know, join the two up. And that's the problem, is that, you know, we really need to have them separated from us anti-mandate people, because, I mean, otherwise you end up with what's happening in Australia. I mean, with the mandates, I mean, it's just out of control over there.
It is out of control. Now, are you vaccinated yourself?
No, I'm not. But I'm not telling anybody to not get vaccinated. I basically just made that decision because I've had probably about half a dozen friends that have had some really bad, life-changing problems that happened with the vaccine that were fairly obvious. And that's just because, you know, it just kind of scared me into thinking, it's a numbers game. You take your chance with either side. But for me, it's, I just chose that. But I'm not telling anybody not to get vaccinated. And, I just don't like the mandates because, what's happening in Australia is just absolutely disgusting how they've treated our citizens over there. I mean, I can't even send a parcel home because they think it's got COVID.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to send my sister a parcel, a picture I'd painted of her some years ago, and they said, no, there's too many international restrictions on international parcels at the moment. So I couldn't even send her a birthday gift. So
you couldn't send a birthday gift of a painting to your sister in Australia because of the panic in Australia. You know, once land of brave, kangaroo riding, beer drinking, big knife carrying, Crocodile Dundees. And now everybody's in a panic and they're arresting people and grabbing people off the street for violations. I saw somebody, in fact, I was yesterday on the mall. I was talking to a Florida firefighter about this and we were talking about Australia. The Florida firefighter brought it up and he said, in Florida, he saw a guy getting three tickets, from the police because he didn't have a mask, wasn't standing 6 feet from a person, and something else. Three violations, got three tickets, because he was standing there talking to somebody.
Yeah, no, it's insane. I mean, I remember talking to you some months ago about maybe, sort of leaving and moving back there, but this just became before the COVID thing, and I was like, gee, I'm glad I didn't make that move, because, they're just being treated terrible out there. It's just, it's socialism has sort of raised its ugly head there in a big way with COVID, and it's just showed how much power the government has over people there. We don't have a constitution like you guys, and people here have got to realize that, you've got to protect that constitution and stand behind it as much as you can, because it's a one document that kind of protects you from things.
Yeah, it's kind of important. It's the concept and the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is a really good thing. They don't have that in Australia. They don't have it in Canada. They don't have it in Great Britain. It is unique to us, and it is brilliant. It is genius. Yep. It's about freedom for people, which is, the story of the struggle of humankind going back to the dawn of time, when dirt was young. The battle began, and it's the battle for human liberty and freedom. And we won that battle here in the United States, and we wrote down the recipe for that. And the left is trying to burn that to the ground and remove it like it's a Teddy Roosevelt statue.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's just so dumb. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And it's like, I just wish we could have a win at some stage. It seems like we've been losing the last couple of years. But I just hope something comes out of all this and we end up, stronger than what we are at the moment. So,
yes, well, we all hope that. We all hope that. Jason, you're a great American. And I mean that. Thank you. That's great. Also, my friend Brian points out the crazy lady screaming at the rally yesterday, obscenities and behaving in a menacing and mentally unstable way, was screaming in people's faces. And she was not wearing a mask. She was not wearing a mask. But the bloody handprints on the van, I think, should be investigated. And also, did the van have DC plates? Because she's yelling about how I live in D.C., my best girl lives in D.C., we're invading her space. I'm guessing she lives in Maryland. She struck me as a Marylander and not a D.C. person. I could be wrong. She is crazy, after all. So that goes a long way to being D.C. Thanks, Jason.
Who's your president? And shove him up your
ass! She's charming, another Democrat. Civil discourse. It's all about the civility of it all. Yeah, but she was not wearing a mask, and she's, dare I say, spitting mad at a bare minimum. Disturbingly unhinged, but perfectly normal for Democrat land. That's what they've become, I'm sorry to say, but there it is. All right, Michael, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Amy calling from Manassas, Virginia. Amy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. It's my first time calling in. My husband loves your show. And I'm just a couple of thoughts. When the mayor of D.C. put in this whole mandate thing again, you know, like, has she really thought this through to the entire end? So she's up for re-election this year. And I went on her website, and she had this, you know, 44-page brochure back in the 2014 that talks about how the future of D.C. and what she's campaigning on. And the mandate goes directly against that because it talks about helping business and, you know, people's, you know, she didn't use the word rights, but, and if you go to the mandate, you know, some of the things that you can't do, okay, restaurants, what you and your best girl did the other night is exactly what I said would happen. People will go a few more miles over the bridge and go to Virginia or go to Maryland if Maryland doesn't have it. Yeah. And but the thing I don't think she's thought about is concerts and sporting events. Well, there's going to be some big name people that are more liberty minded, and they're not going to want to perform at any of the places in D.C. So they're not going to come here. They're going to come over the bridge to Virginia, and mm-hmm. D.C. is going to miss out on all that revenue. So then the other thing they're going to miss out is the school age children. I have a high school age boy, and I'm not getting him vaccinated because the risk of him not surviving COVID is like 0.02%. But the risk of him getting, you know, having some kind of heart issue is greater than that. So to me, it's a risk management thing. So right. If his group was going to go to something down in D.C., he's not going to be able to go. Well, that's going to hurt the tourist industry eventually in for D.C. when the school kids start coming back. And I don't think she's thought this all the way through. I really don't.
I think you're being very generous just assuming that that would even be a part of the equation, thinking it through and getting expert advice. You know, they watch MSNBC and then they make their decisions based on what they saw in the Rachel Maddow show. I'm convinced anyway. And you're right about myocarditis in children, in younger people, having an expanded, a swollen heart. I was talking more than a week ago now about the number of professional soccer players that have collapsed, that have had heart attacks, and some of the healthiest, most physically fit people on the face of the planet collapsing. Correct. From heart attacks and heart issues, and they're, of course, you know, 22 years old or something, and the numbers are disturbing, given that there are not, we're not talking about a large number of professional soccer players, and just overall as a sample group, and the number of people, I think 5 have died from heart attacks and since this whole thing started, and many more have collapsed. And we've seen a lot of cases of myocarditis, and we saw some of the doctors yesterday up on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial talking about that quite specifically. And in fact, some audio that that we played of one of the doctors that was speaking, and he's controversial, you know, because he doesn't sing from the party sheet music, was talking about all the harm that has been done to children and the skyrocketing instances of suicide and attempted suicide, of self-harm, as we describe it now. And now there are studies that show IQ tests are plummeting because children are not doing well on IQ tests in the last year and a half, now that everybody's on lockdown with a mask and not interacting with people and on and on. You know, and it seems to me, Amy, that you're the mother of your child or your children, and you ought to have more of a say in that than the state.
Yes. Well, it goes kind of back to what they did with Obamacare, and I was incredulous at this. At the time, we had, you know, Kaiser insurance. And I go in and I take my son and I have 6 children, but my youngest is, all the rest of them are grown. And we go in for a doctor's appointment, and they want them to fill out this form asking us if we have guns in our house and what
right.
Sexual orientation they are. And
right.
Then we get to this one point where the lady says, well, ma'am, you can go outside. And I'm like, no, I'm staying here with my daughter, who's, you know, she was above the 13 mark. And she said, well, she deserves the privacy with her doctor. And I said, well, are you going to pay for any of the things that you would recommend her doing? Because if I'm footing the bill, I'm sitting here listening and I care about my daughter and I want, you know, to have a say in what is going on here. And to me, it's just incredulous that they would think that we don't care and we have no right. It says liberty.
You have
life,
no right.
Liberty,
yeah.
And the pursuit of happiness.
When your daughter turns 18, then she's got all the rights in the world to privacy. And in the meantime, you are her mother. You are her parent. And that is your role in our society. Now, the Marxists, the Leninists would take that right away from you. And that's what the Democrat Party is pushing for on all fronts when it comes to stripping parents of their parental rights and handing those rights over to the state, to the school board. And we've seen what the school boards and the teachers' unions are all about. Quite amazing. And six kids, bravo, bravo, congratulations. I'm one of six boys myself. We're not boys anymore, of course, but, you know, but we were at one point, all at the same time, pretty much. Thank you, Amy. Great call. And, you know, and I'm with you. What happened to parental rights? Those are gone. They've been scuttled in the name of the state because the left is here and they're not liberals. They're the left. Thank you, Amy. You know, bad smells in your home can make you sick. It's true. Exposure to strong odors can cause eye irritation, nose, throat, lung irritation, bad things. But Eden Pure can help there with their Thunderstorm Odor Eliminator. You've heard me talking about it. This small but powerful air purifier, one working in my living room even as we speak, gets rid of any odor in your home in just a few hours. No more nasty smells like cat litter, cigarette smoke, leftists, trash. But I repeat myself, foul odors can even affect your mood, anxiety, stress levels. Stop suffering and get yourself an Eden Pure Thunderstorm right now. Start breathing easier and feel better in your own home than you have in years. Right now, you can save $200 American dollars on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Whole home odor elimination. You get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared with other air purifiers that can go for more than $600. Put one in your basement, one in your kitchen, your bathroom, any place you like clean, fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code CHRIS3, CHRAS number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3, and shipping is free. Yeah, your rights. They don't believe in your rights. They believe in the state. This is the state against the individual all over again. It's what the American Revolution was all about, by the way. And, you know, it's what a lot of other things are about, too. Like January 6th, for example. That was a big part of it. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You may not have heard about this, but apparently, well, I'm going to have to explain it. It's going to take some explaining. A mother in Michigan with children in school went to a school board meeting and explained that she has been led to believe, at least, that the school has installed kitty litter boxes in the gender-neutral bathrooms for students that identify as cats. Okay? Now, I wish I were making this up. I'm not. And then in a separate instance, a substitute teacher who says that she was fired because she has a student, completely different situation, that meows, and she's been instructed to meow back at the child because, you know, the child identifies as a cat. I have these two stories coming up and more from schools. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Chris Plant Show, and thank you to my friends at Cornerstone First for their support. If you're thinking about buying a new home or looking to refinance, visit them online today and see what they can do for you. They're the only mortgage lender I trust. Visit them online at cornerstonefirst.com.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.